Hello, everybody. Thank you very much for welcoming us again. This is our third time we come here at the Energy Dev Room. We're happy to be here again. I am Luis Villa. And
I'm Jean Aligny.
And we both are part of the OnTech team. The OnTech is a foundation and a startup dedicated to open source power electronics hardware, so the magic boxes that we use to either drive motors or send energy into the grid. Our mission is to give people the tools that they need to act for the energy transition. Of course, we don't do this only the two of us. We also have Clément Fouché, who works a lot on helping us with the core development. And from the past few months, we have Andres Sieber, who is an associate professor in Argentina, who has been helping us a lot with the power hardware design as well. So what is OnTech? The idea of OnTech is to provide people with a sandbox system through which we can develop hardware or software for power electronic, for power for energy. So it can integrate academia, industry, and makers into this single technology sandbox and allow for new ideas and new talents to eventually come out. That's all. That's all we hope for. We have so far developed three products, two of which are in the market already, the Twist and the Onverter Shields. So these are shields for the microcontroller, which is the little board that you see in each one of our standard boards. We've commercializing them. They are in a few universities in France and in Europe, now in Argentina as well. The idea is that we have modules which can be connected in parallel and we can raise power. That's what you see on our standalone and rack mounts. The onverter is for driving motors up to a kilowatt, and the power verter is the onverter version for a few kilowatts, so six or more. This design is coming out. It's going to come out this year, and it's a total modular design, which means we assemble these modules to create the power verter. And each time we have the same controller, which means that we have the same software stack that drives all of these systems.
So this software stack is quite specific to power electronics because it required hard real-time scheduling and specific features and functions. And we built that ecosystem and this framework on top of Zephyr Atos, which is one of the biggest Linux foundation project that is very popular. And we've written some specific drivers for that power ecosystem. So we are basically able to tackle from the silicon any power electronics use case derived from these drivers and these APIs. And on top of that, we build some graphical interface that we call modular, that enables you to plot through a graphical interface any kind of plots and data and so on. Here we are not really aiming at IoT features and so on, but mostly on how you tackle down from the silicon up to the power topologies that will be useful for your use case and application. So we have two things, a graphical interface, as I mentioned, but also an IDE, that enables you to get going and get started quite easily. And so this is what is under the hood software-wise. So as Luis mentioned, so far we are a small startup and a foundation under the CNRS AEGIS, which is the National Research Center in France. And we are aiming at having also a direct impact, more direct impact, because so far we are really advanced in academia and together with universities and so on. So we spread this knowledge and this know-how that is really critical to the energy transition. But the goal is also to have a more direct impact on key topics on the society, as e-mobility, for instance, or energy access or energy independence, which are quite close by in the end, but tackle different zones in the world, basically. And our talk today is about energy access and energy independence. We believe that in order to have such a direct impact and to propose something that everyone can bring in his home, a solar microinverter would be really cool to have open source so everyone could develop and be part of this openness movement around the energy access and energy independence, because it's at the individual scale, so everyone can get going, test, put it in his garden, in his roof, in his balcony. And yeah, it really permits to cross this boundary between northern and southern countries, where we have like different problems, but maybe we can centralize some good design procedures and try to cross the borders through this knowledge and how. So yeah, the purpose, the manifesto, is a united we stand to make inverters no longer black boxes. So we are, as I mentioned, and as Luis mentioned, impact driven, and we aim at tackling this challenge together as a community. And the idea is that maybe together we can manage to decentralize both the design and maybe the manufacturing down the line. Okay. And why it's important? It's because it permits to redeem sovereignty on key knowledge and know-how, and also on data, because so far we are stuck with critical pieces of infrastructure. Maybe we have a data logger in the house that is taking our consumption or production and is sending it to a foreign cloud. Okay. And so from this manifesto, we derived some really early specs. So basically, I won't go through the table in detail, but the idea is to get a small microinverter for two small solar panels or one big solar panel, which stands for 450 VA. So yeah, quite a small production, but something that is that everyone can handle at home. So this is one of the early hardware rendering. The prototypes are under production now, so we don't have them to pass them today, but hopefully in a few weeks we will be having preliminary test results. And I would like to assess a bit the challenges that goes with creating such open source microinverters. I mean, it's power, so it has some risks involved, and it has some strong compliance to be ensured and to be granted to these kind of things, because they interact with the grid, they have high voltage, they have fire risks as well. And so there is these high constraints on compliance, so we will have to go as a company through this compliance testing in order to have these products tested and compliant and safe for the end users. So this is one of the key challenges associated with that. And also robustness, because it's really hard from a designer perspective to be able to say if the design and the hardware we'll deploy in the field will be resilient in 10 years from now, okay? But the thing is, what we believe is, if we tackle these challenges as a community and not as a single company, we can make it a beneficial ecosystem for everyone, and also having these shared technical commons can underpin like really community-based products that are not only microinverters, but maybe bigger inverters or other products that are really important for the energy transition.
So just to give a quick detail, so on the right, those are the challenges in hardware. They're very similar challenges to the firmware as well. On the right, we've drawn what is the topology of the system. So the system that you see on the left, you see the little microcontroller on the left below the cables there. We put the microcontroller here on the top as well. So all this control, which are the blue box and the red one, they have to fit into the microcontroller. And basically what's happening here is that the control part, the software, will have to handle the PV, so does put the PV into maximum production, raise this voltage to 400 volts, and from those 400 volts, invert it, synchronize with the grid, and inject into the grid. So far, what we have done is that we have the blue boxes. The blue boxes are stuff that we have already done, either through the converters. So we had the opportunity to build those that code, and part of the code that we don't have, like the grid compliance, are stuff that we're working on, and obviously we will work on together.
Everyone is really welcome to this first blocks of ecosystem that we are trying to build together. I would like to reiterate many thanks to all the underlying ecosystem, open source ecosystem that permits this kind of project to exist, namely KiCad, which is one of the most brilliant open source program I know of because I'm a huge user of that. But also many of the projects that are less known, like LiboSolar, that developed many power converters for the solar industry, but also some nice IoT ecosystem that we are using, and the InAccess Foundation that we will collaborate with to try to manufacture these prototypes in Kenya. So we are trying from the start to see how we can decentralize manufacturing. So we have different ways of procuring these inverters. I won't go into the details, but we have also a community documentation center, a GitHub that is owned by the foundation, a forum and a Discord server. And I would like to take the opportunity in 1 minute to show you what is inside and behind this QR code, so you can take a look. And eventually, if you leave a star, we will be more than happy. tack. I will switch screen. I manage really quickly. So this is KiCad. Yeah. So what is an inverter? An inverter is both a schematic and a layout. I will quickly go through the schematic if I manage. Yeah. Yeah. Please.
I can do this for that.
And then maybe you can show the 3D model live so everyone can show, and maybe in between if you have any question. So we have the demo running. Yeah. Okay, so this is what you can download from now. And of course, you are very welcome if you have issues or improvement. Also, there is a small contribute.md file where everyone can tackle a challenge if they feel so, or if you know some people that are in this vibe of open sourceness and are familiar with power electronics. Yes?
What's the key to not using electrolytic capacitors?
So they tend to have...
I know you're not using, but yeah, what did you replace it with? What did you do instead?
So the question is, why don't we use electrolytic capacitors and what we replace them with? Actually, we replaced them with a big box, the gray box there, that are film capacitors that have better lifespan. Yes? So the question is about the limits of the license. So the project is licensed under the CERN Open Hardware License, strongly reciprocal. So this license provides you all the rights from an open source license, so to study, to modify, to sell. So you have also to share, to sell. Also, if you make modification, you have to share them back. So the question is when the product will be available on market. Well, at the moment it's prototyping phase, so we will have to go through the compliance testing and so on. So there is some risk involved in that process, but I think in 1 year from now we might have the first results, and we'll try to go through a crowd supply project. So it's a platform where you can distribute open source hardware projects. So it's quite specific, but it's a crowdfunding platform basically. So the question is about how we can integrate batteries with that kind of product. So regular microinverters does not cover the problematic of adding batteries. Microinverters are located physically close to the solar panel, so maybe on the rooftop or in the garden or the balcony, whereas usually battery inverters are in a small cabinet or, okay. So it's a different product, but we took that into the design consideration so we can extend in the future, we can slightly change the topology and be able to integrate batteries. That's a next step, but a big part of the job is making it grid compliant and having a technical command that it take that challenge. Once we have that, it will be easier for everyone to deploy a product on the market, either with batteries or without. Yes.
Do you, is this design intended to only be grid connected, or I'm just thinking if you're targeting the south, where you may have grid reliability issues, you know, can it operate sort of in an island mode or in a microgrid or any sort of grid forming capabilities plan?
So the question is about, is it meant to be only grid connected, or it could be potentially doing grid forming? So yeah, this is something that is inside the firmware, so you can change the behavior of the inverter. The problem there is that as there is no storage, you cannot operate it fully in grid forming, because as soon as there is a lack of sun, you won't have you won't have energy anymore. But yeah, you can tune the algorithm to make it partly grid forming.
Thumbs up.
Thumbs up.
Thank you guys.